And now the game where we have experts come onto the show to answer questions about things they don't know anything about. It's called Not My Job. Now, that whole things they don't know anything about business sometimes gets tricky. Last February, we were in Salt Lake City, and we invited hometown hero Ken Jennings, the greatest Jeopardy champion ever, onto our show to answer questions that we specifically designed to stump him. And although he is far too polite to put it this way, he kicked our behinds. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for a rematch. Ken Jennings, this time, it's personal.
Thank you so much, Peter. I am thrilled to be back.
We're delighted to have you. We're delighted to have you. Now, just to remind everybody what happened, what we thought was we'd ask you things that we didn't think somebody like you, a Jeopardy champion, a self-confessed trivia geek, Mormon from Utah, would know. So, for example, we asked, what do you do if you wake up next to somebody and you don't remember their name? We asked you about NASCAR and stuff like that. And you got them all right.
You asked me about the people's sexiest man alive.
Yes. Okay. People said, what do you do if people want to name you the sexiest man alive? And you knew what to do. And then, not to add insult to injury, you on your blog then posted an amazingly insightful deconstruction of our whole quiz, giving instructions on how to beat the Not My Job quiz. We put together this quiz, and you were like, well, if you notice, one of the answers is obviously chosen to be funny. Well, the real one is, and I felt naked. I was like, it was terrible. I was like, reading this, I was like, Ken Jennings is in my head. Get out. So, you know, this time we want to see if we can get you. So that's why it's a personal thing.
Now, I won 74 times straight on Jeopardy. I would like to win 73 more straight Not My Job appearances.
All right, he's throwing down the gauntlet. But before we get to that, we're lucky enough to have you with us in Chicago because, of course, you're on book tour.
I am. I wrote a book.
You did. It's a very good book. It's called Brainiac.
You're very kind. Adventures in the Curious, Competitive, Compulsive World of Trivia Buffs, if you must have the whole subtitle.
And I must. Thank you. What's interesting about it is that it's not just a memoir of your remarkable run on Jeopardy, but it's also you went out and you found out there's this whole subculture of, well, trivia people.
I was a huge trivia nerd as a kid. I'm sure America will be shocked to find out. And this is the book I would have loved to read back then, you know, a book about just the history of trivia, why are some of our brains are wired to work this way, and what it says about us as a society.
And you went out there and you found all these people who do this not for a living to the success that you did, but they do it out of their avocation.
It is not a career niche for many, you're right, but it's just amazing. There's a whole college quiz bowl circuit that people don't know about. There's a town in central Wisconsin where pretty much the whole town plays a 54-hour trivia marathon every April. They stay up all night and they have a trivia parade, and it's a party.
And I couldn't help but notice, reading your charming and interesting disquisition, that a lot of these people do literally live in their mother's basements.
There's almost no joke you can add when one of these people in Stevens Point, Wisconsin, invites you down to their parents' basement to their team headquarters.
Exactly. One thing we noticed about your book is that, again, a charming, funny, interesting book with lots of insider knowledge about quizzing and Jeopardy. You don't have a lot to say about Alex Trebek. You don't have a lot nice to say about him. You don't say much. I mean, did you not, like, hang out with him during your 75 runs?
Because of the game show scandals of the 50s, there is Pentagon-level security backstage at Jeopardy. You are essentially quarantined. If one contestant needs to go to the bathroom, everyone is trooped off to the bathroom. And one of the results of this is you do not get to chill with anybody who might know the answer. So no hot tubbing with Alex after the show.
But after your run ended at Game 75, he didn't say, now come be my friend and take you to his Jeopardy-paid-for estate in the Hollywood Hills?
He actually did come back on stage in his shirt sleeves, which is odd. You never see Alex Trebek without a jacket. It's like seeing your parents naked. And and he was a little choked up. He was like, well, Ken, we're going to miss you around here. So that was our male bonding moment.
Well, Ken Jennings, we are delighted to have you here, but now comes the moment of truth. Ken Jennings, we've invited you here to play a game we're calling...
We'll get you this time, Ken Jennings.
Now, last time, as I said, we tried to come up with things that a self-confessed trivia geek would never know. But we realized, after you wiped the floor with us, that every story of a brainiac who sets out to conquer the world always ends when he doesn't know something he absolutely should know. You know, like Ralph Kramden on The Honeymooners, going on Name That Tune, not knowing Swanee River. So we are going to trip you up by asking you things that any geeky, clean-living Mormon brainiac would be sure to know. Get two of these questions right. You will, of course, win the prize for one of our listeners, Carl's voice in their home answering machine. Get all three right. We will admit we're beaten. Are you ready to play?
I'm going to give it a shot.
All right. Carl, who's Ken Jennings playing for this time?
Ken is going to play for Annie Childs of Hamilton, Missouri.
All right. Here's your first question. According to an online advice site called How to Get a Girlfriend When You're a Nerd or a Geek, what is an important first step for geeks who want to get a gal? A, get rid of all your old T-shirts other than one cartoon character shirt and two video game shirts. You're allowed to keep those. B, watch TV shows like The OC and Gilmore Girls and repeat lines of dialogue in casual conversation. Or C, significantly lower your standards for female attractiveness.
Oh, boy. This will break my streak of three consecutive Not My Job questions correct, I believe. I think I'm going to go A, the T-shirts.
The T-shirts. Damn, you're right. You looked so lost. I was getting ready to jump around the stage. But no, you're right.
The streak lives.
The streak lives.
It's because you people believed in me.
apparently, who knew? Girls just aren't into, you know, Doctor Who as much as you are.
Jay, who did know that?
I don't know. All right, so you have two more chances. Or rather, I have two more chances. Now, as I'm sure you remember, players of Dungeons & Dragons, the, you know, original dice role-playing game, were threatened back in the 80s by a woman named Paula Pulling, who decided that the game was evil and dangerous. What was the name of her organization? Was it A, BAD, Bothered About Dungeons & Dragons, B, DDDDD, Down With Damnable Dirty Dungeons & Dragons, or C, POKSS, or POX, Preserve Our Kids' Social Skills?
So they always say go with your first instinct, but I think I'm going to violate that advice and go C.
You're going to go for C.
C.
POKSS.
Which was not my first instinct. I'm going to go C.
It was A.
Oh, A!
And that was my first instinct. You never second guess Peter Sagal.
I just want to stop and enjoy this for a second. No, it was A. It was BAD. B, Bothered About Dungeons and Dragons. Her organization described the game as, quote, a fantasy role-playing game which uses demonology, witchcraft, voodoo, murder, rape, blasphemy, suicide, assassination, insanity, sex perversion, homosexuality, prostitution, satanic type of rituals, gambling, barbarism, cannibalism, sadism, desecration, demon summoning, necromantics, divination, and other teachings. Although I should say I always enjoyed it.
That sounds pretty good.
Did you not play Dungeons & Dragons?
Well, we never had necromancy. We must have been doing it wrong. I mean, sex perversion, sure, but... Yeah.
All right, now you can still win. All right, so that I have a sick feeling you just threw that. You threw that as a bone, okay? And now you're gonna take the game. But here we go. Last question. If you get this right, you win. If you don't, the world will end. Here we go.
Pressure is on.
Specially formulated for you, Donny Osmond is not as bland as he might appear to be. He's a man of odd tastes, including which of these. A, he refuses to reuse or wash clothing. Every day, he puts on a fresh shirt and pants. Is it B, when he eats a pretzel, he first licks off all the salt, then smells it, and then finally eats it? Or C, he has a sizable collection, one of the largest in the world, of H.R. Puffin Stuff memorabilia?
See, the pressure's on.
It really is.
In Salt Lake, I was, you know...
You were just cruising.
I was home court advantage.
I know.
It's a little different on your turf here, Peter.
This is our house.
I'm going to say A, the weird clothing thing.
The weird clothing thing. That is. I'm going to say it. That's your final answer?
I'm afraid it's my final answer.
It was the pretzel.
No!
Yeah!
Oh!
Come on! Oh, my God.
Now, I just want to say, we read this about him on some internet site, and we were like, that can't be true. That's too weird. But we found on the internet actual video of him doing it.
Including the smelling.
Apparently, a British interviewer, heard about this, and so surprised him with a bag of pretzels and said, have a pretzel, Mr. Osmond. And he takes it out, and knowing, you know, that's what she expected, he still does it. He licked it, smelt it, and ate it. And he says that he just likes the smell of wet pretzels.
And I thought I had nothing in common with Donny Osmond.
So, Carl, how did Ken Jennings do this time?
I'm not sure who won or lost here, Peter. You are a winner or what? Anyhow, Ken needed at least two correct answers to win for Annie Childs, but he had just one correct answer.
I'm sorry, Annie.
I'm amazed. I just want to say I don't feel as good about this as I thought I would.
It was. You feel a little empty now?
I mean, like, what's left to do, really?
Two out of three.
We'll come back. We'll give you double or nothing if you ever want to come back.
I'd love to have a tiebreaker.
Okay. Ken Jennings is still the most successful Jeopardy champion ever. His new book is Brainiac, Adventures in the Curious, Competitive, Compulsive World of Trivia Buffs. Ken Jennings, thank you so much. It's great to see you.
It's my pleasure, too.